Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, would you like a weekend? Yes, please, Scott. Okay, then.
A podcast from BBC Radio 1.
This is Mills. It's a normal Friday. Emlyn's tucking into... Emlyn? I mean, the one that doesn't speak. Oh, my God. Is tucking into the last of the Feet Up Friday audience's nachos and brownies.
You always have a go at me when I say that, so I'm glad you've done it once now as well.
Yeah, that's a mistake. He's doing that. Becky's just here. What are you doing, on Facebook or something?
No.
Okay, online shopping.
No! So this is a person who's just bought some tickets for a festival at the weekend.
Online shopping.
You made Dev's audience wait around to have their picture taken with you whilst you did some online admin.
Only because it had that... But you know when it's like your tickets are going to go and you will lose your place in the line in 2 minutes? 1 minute 59, 1:58, 1:57. I was like, excuse me a minute, otherwise I would have lost my place in the line. Otherwise, I wouldn't have done that. Now, here's the thing. I was watching some of the iTunes festival last night on ITV2 with lovely Fern and couple of cans or what? Dave Berry. And I noticed that during the performance of Rabbit Heart, brackets, raise it up, close brackets, by Florence and the Machine, and I'd never noticed this with her before, she has her eyes closed, like, all the time. Not even squinting, properly closed for the entire performance. And it was quite an intimate performance. I think there was lots of people, including the one that doesn't speak, who was there, just sat down, cross-legged. Just on the floor, watching Florence up close and personal. They were all told to go to the loo beforehand, because otherwise it would look really bad on screen.
Were you really?
Yeah. Make sure you go to the loo
before
the performance.
You don't want anyone going for a wee on the TV, do you? But I mean,
no, I mean... Like, you had to go, otherwise, if you walked across the shot, that would look quite rubbish. Now, why do singers do that with their eyes? I know they're probably... Everyone's going to say, oh, it's because they're really getting into the mood. But
yeah.
Is it necessary? You could do that with your eyes open, surely. If you're a singer, or you know a singer, why do they close their eyes all the time? I've always wanted to know this.
Well, if you're concentrating, I find it easier if you close your eyes, if you're trying to concentrate. Mm. Like, sometimes I have to check music to make sure there's no naughty words in it, and I can't do it with my eyes open. I have to close my eyes.
Okay.
Because otherwise I can't hear it.
Now, I thought it's because there might be a really kind of funny-looking person in the audience.
What, the one that doesn't speak?
No. It's just like, if it's an audience that small, like it was with Florence, it was a real intimate performance, you would keep staring at that one person, wouldn't you? If, let's say, they had really, really awful hair, or like a massive zit on their face, that would put you right off your performance, wouldn't it? You wouldn't be able to not stare. So it better close your eyes instead. And then you won't see the person with the bad hair or the massive spot on their face. Now, I've got an idea for a prank we can play on Florence, OK? I don't know how easy is this to pull off. This could take some organising. What we do is we organise a gig, another intimate gig, yeah?
Yeah.
We get her along. She starts the song. Obviously, she'll close her eyes through the whole way. And we all leave the performance...
You can't do that!
...during the song. She won't even notice. She'll finish... Expects people to go, hooray! And there will be silence because there will be nobody in the room. And she won't know because she doesn't open her eyes once. Like I said, not sure how easy that will be to arrange, but I might try it.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Some singers have been on saying it just helps them concentrate, helps them get in the zone. Some people say that singers do that because they've got the words, the lyrics to their song, in case they don't forget, written on the inside of their eyelids.
Oh, that's like those people you get on holiday who write names on grains of rice.
Yeah. So maybe Florence couldn't remember the words to Rabbit Heart, so
just
it was just
got
like
lots of little grains of rice in
the
eyelids.
As soon as you close your eyes, raise it up, raise it up. Brilliant. And also, it's not just singers, can I just say, who are affected by this, because there are different faces for each member of a band. We just talk about this. There's the guitarist, who does guitar face, which is similar to massage face, isn't it? It's
like, yeah.
And then there's drummer face, which is like a kind of monkey. Always
yes.
Mouth open.
That's very true.
Always got their mouths open, haven't they? This is Radio 1. It's Friday. Oh, look, the PR4L's turned up with another Dear Scott randomly.
Scott, help me. I don't understand the words to bang, bang, bang. Can you get PR4L to read the words? Thanks. From Dave in Shrewsbury.
Had so many emails about this. People love this song, but they just don't know what the words are. Well, now you can, with the PR4L.
Un, deux, trois.
Turn it up a little bit more.
Bang, bang, bang. Feathers. I'm plucking feathers. One by one by one. No more skylarking. Around my head. Your information. But there's no hiding. Behind molting feathers. On the plane, on my brain, about to do the show. 40k contract, take it out the dough. Die, symbolise my life, roll 'em on the flow. From your grubby hands as you hand the grandstand. You live a life. We live a bomb bomb V. Hotter than the book while we watch the TV. Think you got us fooled? Ooh, never again. First time, shame on me. Second time, your time will end. No way, bang you're dead. Here's your silhouette. Je te plumerai la tête. Je te plumerai la tête. Bang you're dead. Alouette. Here's your silhouette. Je te plumerai la tête. Je te plumerai la tête.
See, it's only when you hear them like that that you realise what a load of complete nonsense this song really is.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
I wish I was as cool as Matt Ronson.
Really?
Hmm.
You could have your hair like him if you wanted.
I don't want to be on the top like that. It was on iTunes Festival. Brilliant. Yeah.
Well, it might make your job a bit difficult.
What do you mean?
Well,
it's all right now, yeah.
Reminds me of that shaded after the Brits that time.
Oh, I'm so cool that I can just like slur my words and no one will think I'm drunk. It's just that I'm that cool that I just speak like that, yeah.
Why don't you try that during the floor fillers?
Yeah, all right, I'll try it, yeah. Yeah, all right. Then.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Now, Oh What's Occurring mostly this week has been about cute Jake, who's 5'6" in August, and says things like this.
Boobies.
And he plays What Are Those Kids On About, where you have to guess what he's talking about. Jake's 5, he's from Bradford. I think that you missed this one this week, Becky. So let's play another round of What Are Those Kids On About, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you were part of this because you were off on one of your holidays.
Yeah.
Okay, what's Jake talking about here?
You can get it from Blackpool, and sometimes you can get it in, like, boxes.
Get it from Blackpool, get it in boxes.
Rock.
That's what someone else said?
It looks like really, like, curled brown. Curly. So it's curled up and it's brown.
Curled up and brown.
Fudge.
And I trick people with it. My baby sister put her on and then Mum lifted her up and I said, Mum, look what I was doing. And Mum says, what she done? Pick her up. And so she does. And I say, Mum, she's pooed. She said, Jake, is it that real or not? And then Molly says, oh, Mum, it's not real.
Fake poo?
Yes!
Fake dog poo.
That's
oh,
the answer.
Dog poo. Bless.
He's a bit of a scamp, Jake. If you want to download more of Jake...
I love it that he spent his pocket money on fake dog poo.
Yeah, that's what he does. Chavs. That's on the podcast. bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Lots of Jake from Oh What's Occurring. Also, Unlucky Kate. Now, we were talking about my mate Unlucky Gary, who has no luck whatsoever. And we found one of our listeners who has worse luck than him.
I fell off stage during a wet T-shirt contest wearing nothing but high heels and a thong and headbutted a guy in the front row.
And it wasn't like you weren't being filmed either, was it?
No, it was being filmed for Grease Uncovered, and I was in front of loads of my friends and ex-colleagues. Oh, it was shameful. And they kept playing it on the big screens outside the club for the following 2 weeks of my holiday as a promo reel of what they do inside the club. So every day I went for a drink and had to face an image of my ass falling off stage. It was horrifying.
There's more on Lucky Kate on the podcast, and we made a call to Dev's personal hotline this week. You know, he's got Dev Direct. He's been answering the phone all week. You can have a chat with him. We thought we'd ring. We needed some help.
Hello?
Hi.
Is that Dev Direct?
Speaking, yeah.
Dev, hi, it's Cindy here.
Hello, you all right?
Yeah, what's on?
I've done something to the phone, I think. It's not letting me, like, accept calls.
Well, I got through, didn't I?
But this is my number.
Yeah, this is Dev Direct, isn't it?
But I didn't give up my own personal number.
Well, this is the number that Scott Mills has been giving out on his show.
What? No. This is supposed to be, like my number. I still want my number after this is sort of finished. It was just a bit of an experiment.
No, this is the number, isn't it?
I said to you before, the sort of thing is, that's like my actual number, you know. And I sort of joked about how the number I gave out, you know, might as well be my own personal number, but this is my actual number.
Oh, Dev, I reckon we've got a bit of a problem, because this is the number that Scott's been giving out on the radio.
Yeah. Do you want to do me a favour? Just forget, just delete the number and...
Well, I've only told a few of my friends. I'm just here in the bath with my other friend, Laura.
Right, okay.
Hiya.
Alright. Hey. So what you guys just do? You just sort of bathe together?
We're just like in the bath and stuff, you know, like hanging out.
I got
my foot stuck in the plug hole actually, Dev.
Oh dear. Okay.
Will you come round and get it out for me?
It sort of sounds intriguing. I don't know if I'm sort of allowed to do that.
I think it's going to need someone with, like, big muscles like yourself.
I've tried to get it out, but I can't.
That was me sounding like someone's gran. I was the other friend in the bath. If you want to hear that whole excruciating thing in full, it's on the podcast, The Scott Mills Daily. Download it for free and get us up the podcast charts. bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Scott Mills Daily. Do it this weekend.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.